Okay, let's dive right in. Contracting in 2025. It feels like a real juggling act, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You've got projects, crews, costs, clients.
Yeah, all spinning at once. And it can feel, well, overwhelming.
Totally. And that admin burden, the paperwork.
Oh, don't get me started. Plus those mistakes that, really hit the bottom line.
Costly errors, yeah. And communication. Sometimes it feels like things just fall through the cracks.
Leading to delays, frustration, just general disorganization, maybe. If that sounds familiar to you listening, you are definitely not alone.
And it's interesting, these aren't niche problems. We see these same struggles across the board, right?
Yep.
Home builders, HVAC guys, roofers.
Everyone's feeling it.
Yep.
Which brings us neatly to our topic for this deep dive: contractor software in 2025.
And we need to be clear here. This isn't some like optional extra
Oh,
anymore.
not at all. It's really becoming a necessity.
Oh.
Essential for staying competitive, profitable.
Maybe just staying sane.
Huh, yeah, that too. It's the toolkit you need now.
If you think about the industry, it's really changing. The work itself is hands-on, sure, but everything around it, it's getting more complex.
Deadlines, data, client expectations.
Exactly. Manual methods just can't keep up anymore.
Right. So for you listening, maybe you're trying to figure out where things are headed, or you're just curious, this deep dive is really for you.
We've kind of sifted through the noise.
Yeah, we want to give you the core insights on why going digital isn't really optional now. Clear takeaways, maybe a surprise or two, no jargon, just the essentials.
So, what are we actually basing this discussion on?
Good question. We're looking at insights around the importance of software for contractors in 2025, really focusing on those challenges we mentioned.
And the actual benefits software brings, the real-world stuff.
Our mission, simply put, to show you how this software can genuinely transform your business, streamline things, give you that competitive edge.
Okay, so let's get down to brass tacks then. What does it really look like day to day for a contractor still trying to do things the old way, the analog way, in 2025?
Well, the picture painted is pretty clear. First off, just the sheer time sucked up by admin.
Oh, yeah. Invoicing.
Tracking labor hours, wrestling with schedules, putting estimates together manually.
It all adds up, doesn't it? Time you're not spending on billable work.
Exactly. It's revenue-generating time just disappearing into paperwork.
And think about that cumulatively, week after week. It's a real drag on efficiency.
And then the errors, those costly mistakes. A miscalculated bid. Ouch.
Or just overlooking expenses during the job.
Yeah. They seem small, but they chip away at your profit margin. Sometimes the job ends up costing you money.
Well, manual processes are just prone to that, aren't they? Spreadsheets, mental math. It's easy for things to get missed.
Absolutely. And communication, or
Yeah.
lack thereof.
That's a big one. Misaligned expectations with clients.
Or subcontractors, leading to delays, disputes.
Just unnecessary stress, really, often because there's no single place for information.
Right, no central hub. So details get lost, changes aren't tracked properly.
And relationships can get damaged, projects get delayed.
And finally, just disorganization. Scattered papers, files everywhere, maybe outdated spreadsheets on different computers.
Yeah, makes it almost impossible to see the big picture, doesn't it?
Like, where does this project actually stand financially, progress-wise?
You can't track performance or make good decisions when your info is all over the place.
Okay, so the pain points are clear. Let's shift to the solution: contractor software. But it's more than just digital versions of paper forms, right?
Oh, much more. It's a fundamental shift. Using tech designed for construction to work smarter, get better results.
So let's break down some of those game-changing features. Project management first. The source talks about centralizing everything.
Yeah, scheduling, tasks, budgets, timelines, all in one place. Think about the relief that brings.
Huge. And things like Gantt charts. I know platforms like BuilderTrend or Conquer Pro use those.
Right, those visual timelines, they really help you see dependencies, deadlines, helps prevent conflicts, allocate resources better.
Being able to visualize it all must make managing things much easier. And what about tracking progress in real time and handling change orders? Those always pop up.
Always. And change orders can cause real friction if they're not handled well.
Cost overruns.
Yeah.
Unhappy clients.
Exactly. Software lets you document changes clearly, get approvals, automatically adjust budgets, keeps everyone on the same page about scope and cost, protects your margins.
Okay, moving to another huge area: estimating and bidding. Taking measurements off paper blueprints sounds tedious and risky.
It is. That's where digital takeoff tools come in, like in PlanSwift or Procore. You measure directly from digital plans, click, click, done, way faster, way more accurate.
Cuts down errors significantly, I bet.
Massively. And the source also mentions built-in cost databases, up-to-date material and labor rates. That's gold.
Yeah, you need current pricing to bid competitively and profitably.
Right. It helps you win the right jobs, the profitable ones, and avoids underquoting. Plus, accurate bids build client trust right from the start. Transparency matters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now let's talk money. Getting paid. Faster invoicing and payments sound like music to a contractor's ears. How does software help there?
Well, think about QuickBooks Contractor Edition or Conquer Pro. They automate a lot of it.
Like generating invoices.
Yeah, professional branded invoices in moments. And offering clients easy online payment options, credit card, ACH.
Making it easy for them to pay you has to speed things up.
Definitely. And the automated reminders for overdue invoices, that's huge.
Like a virtual accounts receivable assistant.
Pretty much. It frees up admin time and, crucially, improves your cash flow, helps you pay your bills, invest in growth.
Okay, another key benefit mentioned. Better client communication.
Mm-mm.
Keeping clients happy is vital for repeat business, referrals.
For sure. And client portals are a really big deal here, like in Conquer Pro or Builder Trends.
So clients can log in themselves.
Yep. Secure 24/7 access to updates, documents, photos, even making selections.
So fewer just checking in.
Yeah.
Calls and emails.
Exactly. They see the progress themselves. That transparency builds massive trust, reduces misunderstandings.
And it makes you look more professional, differentiating you.
Absolutely. It shows you're organized and client-focused.
What about the financial side of things? Better oversight. Tracking costs per project, labor, materials in real time sounds essential for profit.
It's fundamental. Good software integrates job costing, expense tracking, financial reporting. You get a clear view of where money's going on each job.
So you can spot potential overruns early.
Precisely. And make adjustments to stay on budget. Protect that profit. Plus, having clean digital records makes tax time way easier.
That's always a bonus. And mobility. The job site is the office now, pretty much. Mobile apps must be crucial.
Totally. The job site as office is real. Apps from Conquer Pro, Procore, they let you manage things from anywhere.
Like updating schedules, checking plans.
Sharing photos, approving change orders, yeah. All on your phone or tablet. Right there on site.
Wow. The time saved just by approving a change order instantly instead of driving back to the office.
It's significant. Yeah. Faster response, happier clients, projects keep moving.
Okay. And what about growth? Scalability. Does the software grow with your business?
That's a key point. Good platforms scale.
Mm.
Need more users as your team grows. Need more advanced features for bigger projects. The software adapts.
So something like Procore for complex stuff, maybe.
Right. Or more affordable options like Conquer Pro that are great for smaller, growing teams. There's a fit for different stages. Think of it as investing in your future success.
So, pulling it all together. It's clear software offers tons of benefits. But let's really hammer home that competitive advantage aspect in 2025.
Well, clients today want reliability, efficiency, professionalism. Software helps you deliver that.
Consistently hitting deadlines and budgets.
Offering transparency through things like client portals.
Providing accurate professional estimates.
It all sets you apart. It shows you're serious and organized.
And the source mentioned adapting to trends too, like green building, with sustainability tracking features.
Exactly. That appeals to certain clients. Embracing tech positions you as forward-thinking and innovator. And remember that stat, 78% of firms using software reported better profitability.
78%? That's huge.
Yeah.
It really drives home the financial impact.
It does. It's not just about convenience. It's about the bottom line.
Now, to make this really concrete, the source tells a story about a contractor, Mike. What happened when he adopted software?
Yeah, Mike's story is a great example. He switched to Conquer Pro. Result, cut his admin time in half.
50%. Wow.
And thanks to better estimating, he won 30% more bids. The client portal cut down on those constant update calls.
So fewer headaches, more business. Sounds like a win-win.
Definitely. And because things were running smoother, he could actually take on bigger projects. He even hired more crew members.
So it directly enabled growth.
Precisely. Streamlining operations allowed him to scale in a way that just wasn't possible before, manually. And his story isn't unique. We hear similar things from HVAC, roofing, masonry, all trades.
Okay, but I can hear some listeners thinking, sounds great, but what's the catch? Cost. Learning curve.
Valid concerns. The source addresses them. On cost, yeah, there's a subscription, but there are affordable options. Conquer Pro starts around $89 a month.
And you have to weigh that against the cost of not having it, right? The time lost, the errors.
Exactly. The ROI from time savings and fewer mistakes often outweighs the cost very quickly. Think about one bad bid versus a year's subscription.
Good point. What about learning it if you're not super techie?
Most platforms are designed to be user-friendly now. Lots of tutorials, support. The advice is don't try to learn everything at once.
Start small.
Yeah. Pick one or two features that solve your biggest pain points first. Get comfortable, then expand. Makes it much less intimidating.
Okay. And for those just generally resistant to change, we've always done it this way.
The big recommendation there is use the free trials.
Try before you buy.
Right. Test it out, risk-free. See the time savings for yourself. Once people experience that firsthand, the resistance tends to melt away pretty fast.
Makes sense. Looking ahead now, 2025 and beyond. What's next for contractor software? Any emerging trends we should watch?
Oh, definitely. AI and automation are getting bigger. Think predictive analytics, spotting potential cost overruns or schedule issues before they happen.
Wow, that's powerful.
Augmented reality, AR, for project visualization. Imagine walking a client through a virtual model on site.
That sounds like sci-fi, but incredibly useful.
It's coming. Also, more focus on sustainability features, tracking eco-materials, compliance, and better integration between different tools.
It's like project management, talking to accounting software seamlessly.
Exactly. Platforms like Conquer Pro are already focusing on that integrated ecosystem. Staying with software that evolves with these trends is key to staying future-proof.
Okay, so for someone listening who's now convinced and thinking, right, I need to do this, what are the first steps?
First, really sit down and assess your own needs. What are your biggest pain points right now? Where are you losing time or money?
Start with the problems you need to solve.
Exactly. Then do some research. Look at options like BuilderTrend, QuickBooks Contractor Edition, Conquer Pro. See what fits your size and needs.
And definitely use those free trials.
Absolutely. Get hands-on. See what feels right, what's easy to use.
And once you choose one,
invest in training your team. Make sure everyone's comfortable. And again, start small. Implement one or two key things first, then build from there. Don't boil the ocean on day one.
Solid advice. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. The main takeaway from this deep dive for contractors in 2025.
It's pretty simple, really. Contractor software isn't just nice to have anymore. It's fundamental for a thriving business.
Streamline projects, better profits, fewer errors, more professionalism.
It all adds up to a significant competitive advantage. It's becoming the standard way of operating effectively.
So the immediate next step for you, our listener, if you're ready to move towards that more efficient, more profitable future.
Start exploring. Check out Jobber, Procore, Conquer Pro, those names we mentioned. Look at their websites. Sign up for a trial. Just take that first step.
And if people want to learn more, find more resources.
Sites like Conquer.pro have lots of good tips and articles on contractor tech. And talk to other contractors. Share experiences. Learn what's working for them.
Great suggestions. Okay, as we finish up, maybe one last thought for you to mull over.
Consider this. How will embracing these digital tools today not only fix your current headaches, but also set you up for real growth and innovation tomorrow?
Yeah, what new possibilities open up when you lift that administrative weight? What could you achieve then? Something to think about.